This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, an important step in maintaining good vision that you may not know about, eyelid hygiene. Dr. William Waldrop, an ophthalmologist with Parkland Hospital System, explains to me what's involved and why eyelid hygiene matters.
It's not something that I necessarily would recommend across the board to every patient, but most patients who come in to see me have an eye problem, and that most commonly is something related to eyelid disease, and so eyelid hygiene often becomes something I recommend.
What goes on with the eyelids that would lead to something like that?
Most commonly, it's things that you can't control, exposure to things in the environment. Sometimes medications you're taking can influence your eyelids. And oftentimes the treatment to help you is very simple, something that involves cleaning the eyelids and using some over-the-counter medicines.
How is that done?
Do three things, really. Heating the eyelids, washing the eyelids, and then supplementing with artificial tears.
Heating the eyelids?
And we can do that a couple different ways. A do-it-yourself method of basically using uncooked rice, putting it in a sock, and heating that up in a microwave, for instance, and then resting it on your eyelids for 5 to 10 minutes promotes flow of the glands in your eyelid. Just like the skin of your face, your eyelids actually have glands that secrete kind of a fatty substance that coats your tears.
Okay.
And keeps your tear quality good. Those glands can become stopped up, dysfunctional, we would say, and the heating of the eyelids promotes the flow of those glands. And then the next step is actually cleaning them, kind of getting out the bad oils that have kind of gotten stopped up, stagnant. So that means using some kind of lid scrub or baby shampoo to then scrub the lashes and scrub your eyelids clean of the bad oils. And then afterwards, it's most common to need some kind of artificial tear to then supplement the tear surface, to supplement your eye and make it feel a little better.
By artificial tear, you mean?
Some kind of over-the-counter eye drop, something that is a tear that you can use to approximate the tears that you'd normally be making on your eyes.
So now you're saying this isn't necessarily something everybody has to do, but some?
Yeah, it's not something that I would say, you know, every patient should do for their eyes, but it's such a common issue that if you're having eye irritation, if you're having burning, tearing, the symptom of blurry vision can be a sign that your eyelids are actually out of whack. That's a reason to be seen by an eye care professional and to see if eyelid hygiene or eyelid cleaning and artificial tear use may help with those symptoms.
What is the danger maybe in not practicing this kind of hygiene? I understand there are several different problems that can come up as a result. For instance, dry eye?
Inflammation in the eyelid is what we think is a major component of dry eye disease. That is the symptoms of burning, tearing, and even blurry vision that can result of the tear film, the surface of your eye, not being of high quality. And if that's happening, some version of promoting good eyelid health, i.e. through this technique of cleaning your eyelids, promoting the flow of the glands of your eyelid, is really essential to not only feeling better, but ultimately seeing better too.
What is MGD?
The dysfunction, that's what the D stands for, of the meibomian glands in your eyelid. When they're not flowing as they should, that can set off a cascade of problems in your eyelid, leading to inflammation, leading to a lack of tear quality, and that can ultimately distort vision and cause lots of irritating symptoms.
As part of eyelid hygiene, does blinking play a role in this?
We generally don't do it enough, and one of the major reasons is our eyes' addiction to screens. Whenever we see anything that's a bright light, our eyes essentially forget to blink. And that is a major disruptor of your tear film as well. So if you combine things, like maybe you're not making enough tears, some eyelid dysfunction, MGD, and not blinking, that's a dangerous situation for having poor eye surface health and really having eyes that don't feel good and potentially don't even see very well.
So is there some blinking exercise that we should be doing or just remembering to blink?
The major thing is trying to avoid screen time when you can. In a job, take a break from the screen. Step back, remember to blink, remember to give your eyes a break, and I think that's as important as anything.
If there's anybody maybe who comes close to practicing eyelid hygiene regularly, maybe it's women because of removing eye makeup.
It's akin to what I would recommend, the cleaning. What I tell patients is to use commercially available lid scrubs, but probably the easiest is to just use baby shampoo, the no-tear shampoo that's safe to get on your eye. Mm-hmm. And I always warn patients not to scrub the actual eyeball. Sure. You just want to get enough of a lather on the pads of your fingers to be able to safely massage and rub right along the eyelash margin, which I do think is similar to what many women do to remove makeup. But that's really all it takes, just for 3 to 5 minutes of massaging the shampoo into their lids and then thoroughly rinsing.
Is this just for adults, or should children be taught about eyelid hygiene?
Kids should definitely be taught about eyelid hygiene. Some of the worst cases of eyelid-related issues and complications that can come of that on the eye surface, I see actually in kids, because sometimes they can even have some of the sight-threatening complications that can result from this. In their case, it's really much more akin to the kind of acne that you can develop on the skin, and they can get the kind of really painful focal swelling in the eyelid that can be, one, tough to treat, and often requires something more than just this eyelid hygiene. But as always, eyelid hygiene is the mainstay of treating and helping prevent recurrences in the eyelid.
Dr. Waldrop, thank you for being with me.
Thanks so much.